what I try to do with the markets is, let's say, for example, last year on
the show...
You're
going to give us some stock picks tonight, too.
Okay,
right?
I'll give you some of those. But right. But last year on the show, I talked a lot about the hurricanes, and we talked about this devastation that was coming with the hurricanes.
Right.
And I said, well, one of the stocks you should buy is Caterpillar. Why? Because they make tractors.
I remember that.
And these tractors are going to be responsible for cleaning up places like Florida and Texas and New Orleans. And after I mentioned Caterpillar on this program, it went from about 91 cents to about $1.10, and then did a two-for-one split, went back down to 40 cents, and now Caterpillar is somewhere. They got a $500 million contract from the federal government, where Bush actually appeared at the plant and said, you know, bet you wish you'd been buying stock in this like 6 months ago. And they just got something like a $1.2 billion contract from the Red Chinese, also for Caterpillar tractors as well. So great company, good American company, making all kinds of money. And I think it's just going to do nothing but keep going up. But that's an example of that. You look for, you remote view an event, you see certain things that are happening, and then you try to find companies that are actually going to help solve the problem or support that trend. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I should be watching what you do. I'm not going to mention the name of this company, but I bought stock in a dating service.
Oh.
And the thing's down to 12 cents a share.
Oh.
I mean, you know, it's just, I just can't pick a stock, Sean.
Right.
I can't do it.
Well, a dating service. I don't know. There just seems to be so many out there now.
Not that I'm part of the dating service at all, but I'm just saying that it's, to me, it's a fascinating business.
Uh-huh.
People are doing this all over the place, and I thought, hey, this is going to go up.
Well, there's only two things on the internet that are making money, unfortunately, and that's online betting and porn, and those are like, and forever, those have been the only two things that I've ever seen.
Well, and some online betting is getting shut down now in certain regions.
Yes, yeah, because it's, well it should, I think, but it's, because it's just, you know, having, providing people with that kind of access to that kind of vice over a computer is just...
Well, mention some stocks for us. If you have any financial interest in them, disclose that as well, if you would.
Okay.
I mean, if you own one share in a stock and you're going to talk about it, you need to tell me that.
Actually, I don't think I own anything right now.
All right.
So, what I've done is I've liquidated everything and actually put it into the you know, the Forex stuff that I've been doing with my investment group.
Right.
Again, the couple of the great things I think that are out there, and these are, let me mention a couple stocks I mentioned before that I think are on their way up. One of them was called Nuclear Solutions. I mentioned that on this program quite a few times. NSOL.OB. I mentioned that stock a year ago on this show, and just last month it was picked by Market Pulse and Market Watch as being the stock of the 21st century and the stock to watch. They do everything from nuclear detection at U.S. ports to building a pair of ethanol factories in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, that in which they're actually going to take trash and garbage and actually compress it and start making ethanol and fuel. Ensol has sold virtually every ounce of that ethanol they're going to make for like the next 10 years, and they haven't even built the plants yet.
You're so kidding me.
No.
It's gone on the futures?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
So right now it's trading about... It's been a little bit low right now because I think it's trading about $1.15, but it actually reached a high at one point. I think when I first mentioned it on this program, it was 40 cents, and it went to a high of 2.45, I think, and then came down a bit when they had some challenges with actually getting the plants built, but those have all been cleared out. Another really, really cool stock, I think, because of what's going on with oil, although all the oil stocks have cooled off. One of my predictions here was, and let me temper this now, is that I talked about oil hitting the $75 range. I said specifically that by Labor Day that we would conceivably see oil at between $100 and $115 a barrel. I do not think that is going to happen now. I believe that the global elite have gotten together and decided that if oil gets any further beyond $75 to $80 a barrel, that all of their other industries will in fact start to collapse, like travel and resorts, and because everything is in fact based on oil, and they're happy with the current obscene profits that they're making on oil right now. So I think you're going to see oil for quite some time actually sticking in the in about the $75 to $80 range. But there's a company called paraffin, which is PFNC.
Like the wax almost.
Yeah, like the wax, like paraffin wax, yeah, and it's PFNC, and I mean, all the math that I've done on this company, and the stock's trading at like, I mean, it's like a penny stock. You can get it for like 25 cents or 30 cents or something, but all the math I've done on this company shows that they have assets that should add up to about $5 a share, and they've just discovered a huge oil field in, well, not discovered, they're actually taking over an oil field in Paraguay that was investigated by Texaco some 20 years ago. Then the government went sour, and now they've come back into that. And Paraguayan oil is going to become much more valuable now that Hugo Chavez has decided to basically shut down a large number of gas and oil imports to the United States from Venezuela. You spent some time back east. You know all those Citgo gas stations?
Oh, they're all Venezuelan, aren't
they? They're all going to close because Hugo Chavez doesn't want to send any more oil to the United States.
Wow.
So all the Citgo stations are going down.
I think Venezuela owns 14,000 stations, so they're going to shut them down, huh?
They're all going down, yeah, because Chavez is deciding he doesn't want to ship... he's made some independent deals. Here's the weird thing about it. He made some deals with Massachusetts and Vermont for to bypass the federal government to get them natural gas over the last winter.
At a discount.
At a discount, right. And, of course, you know, remember, he's the guy who's really trying to confederate a lot of South America. And one other interesting thing that's going to happen financially is, well, are we in the stock pick thing now? Or?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's a company called Azure Dynamics that... is a big copper silver company. It's been real suppressed, but I think that Azure right now is going to be bought out by a company called Phelps Dodge. So I think it's been going down, 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 down. So Phelps Dodge could get a real good handle on it. There was one company that we recommended called Nova Gold, and Nova Gold has already had a, and I predicted that it would be bought out, and Barack has actually come in to buy out Nova Gold, and. You know, again, I'm still a big fan of Apple. I still think that now that Apple is going to the new Intel process, Apple's trading at about $59 to $60 a share. I really like the company. I think that all they have to do is you could double that stock with them simply increasing their market share by 2 to 3%. They're constantly innovative. It's a fun company to belong to. Remember when I was recommending Pixar on this show a long time ago? And Pixar was going through the roof.
By the way, somebody just sent me a note and said you had mentioned that Caterpillar was at 95 cents?
No, dollars.
$95.
Dollars.
Okay.
It was at $91, went to $110, and then split down to $40, and now is
up to 70 now.
Yeah, back up in about the $70 to $75 range. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry if I misspoke.